of the world.
All right, hour number two. You're at it. You're on it. 888-553-7536. A lot of people get great energy. A feeling of good comes from Ken Kronhaus because he is a good human being. I don't mean to set him forth like he was the Dalai Lama or something, but he really does have good energy around him, and that really is something. It's hard to explain, but you feel it. You get, I'm one of these people that have been doing this for a long time. I've talked literally to hundreds of thousands of people over the decades of doing radio programs. And so I'm a pretty good, if I do say so myself, judge of character. I'm drawn to people that I trust. I'm drawn to people that I like. I'm drawn to people who are smart. And I'm drawn to Ken because of all of those things. He has great knowledge and I get a kick out of every once in a while when somebody calls who lives someplace near Duke especially. Oh, I want to tell you about my experience at Duke. And he's had, but the impact that he has on so many people down at Lake Cardiology, which is his clinic in Mount Dora, Florida, the people on the air, when I first met him, and I'm thinking it's 10, 11 years ago or so. When did we first, do you remember when we first met? It was 10 or 11 years ago, isn't it? Where'd Ken go, Michael?
Right here.
Yeah. Well,
it's been a while.
All right, there he is. Yeah, it has been a while. Anyway, you went off on a nod when I was building up your accolades.
I had to turn the electronics on.
Oh, good.
I've been hearing you all along.
Oh, you did hear. Okay, all right. Let's get
my
back here.
My head's exploding.
All right, let's bring you back to Earth. 888-553-7536. Here is Kim listening to Good Day Weekend in Bristol, Tennessee. Yes, ma'am.
How are you today?
Oh, it's a man. I'm sorry. Every time I see Kim, I think of a woman. I can think of Kim Novak, I guess, as an actress. But, sir, go ahead. You're on with the doctor.
Okay, thank you. About a year ago, this started happening, but my doctor didn't say anything about it until about a month or so ago. But I started losing pigment in my skin. And when I went in last time to get checked up, he said I should go to a dermatologist. I've got an appointment, but it's not until July. And when I was listening to the radio, I thought, well, I'd call you and see what I could find out. But they said it's something like an autoimmune disease or something like that.
Kim.
And it started about a year ago, and I'd get a little spot on my leg. But since then, I'm pretty much Dalmatian-like.
Yes. Kim, this is called doctors. We have a name for everything, vitiligo.
Okay.
So you can go into the dermatologist and sound really smart and say you have vitiligo.
Okay.
And this is a condition in which your skin just loses melanin. That's the pigment that determines the color of your skin. It can occur also in your hair, your eyes, because we have melanin all over the place in the body. And you describe it very well. And the cause of this, because this is what people want to know, why did I get this? The bottom line is we really don't know, but we have a lot of theories. As you mentioned, one of them is an immune system disorder, so a good dermatologist will look throughout your body for any autoimmune problem where your immune system, instead of protecting you from foreign bodies and germs, is actually attacking your own normal body. But don't get too alarmed because often we don't find any autoimmune problem. Hereditary, does this run in the clan down in Tennessee?
I don't know that anybody else has had it to speak of. Let's put it that way. I've got a brother and sister, and I never noticed it in them or my mom and dad.
Did you notice this? What I've been fascinated by vitiligo in the past is often the patient will tell me that there's been one single event that they can date it to, and then it all started, like a bad sunburn, something emotionally that really upsetted them. Has that happened to you, Kim?
I used to work out in the sun, okay? So I tanned up. Now, I used an SPF and everything, but I'm out in it all day long. So I stayed pretty tan anyhow. And then I just got one spot on my leg one summer, and it just went from there.
Okay. Well, you need to be checked to make sure there's no melanoma. I don't want to scare you because that can be related to this.
That's all right.
But and I'm glad you're going to the dermatologist because you got the right advice. what you want to do is definitely stay out of the sun, because for many people, that you may be beyond this point, but for early vitiligo, for many people, just simply staying out of the sun is a solution to this, because the body usually makes you, this becomes more apparent as you try to tan. If you think about it, you don't have the chemical in the body that responds to the sunlight all over as well as it should be, so the tanning makes this look a lot worse. So, and for women, often cosmetics can help with this, but it sounds to me like you're beyond this. They will probably, the dermatologist will, as they usually do, they try some topical corticosteroids. There are some immunomodulator products, and this is a point where a lot of times the dermatologists put you under those UV lights, and they use various salves and creams and different kinds of UV lights to often treat this. Kim, I think that's what you're headed for.
Okay, thank you so very much.
You are welcome, sir. It is our pleasure to have folks on like you who want to get to the bottom of the problem, medically speaking. That's why Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here at 888-553-7536. One of the things that people chuckle about when I talk about the product Super Beta Prostate, I get some people following on Facebook, Ken, and they were chiding me. They were having fun, actually, at my expense this week. Hey, what's your prostate like this week? I want to hear more about your prostate. Because we tell these stories.
Very healthy. I saw the numbers.
Is the number okay? I don't know. Did it go back? I didn't even look at it. Did it go back down?
It's about where it's been.
There it is. Okay. So anyway, your prostate number, what we're talking about is a PSA number. PSA is a blood test that you get when you're having your annual physical, that and the digital rectal exam. Not much fun to talk about. And some people say, oh, that's gross. No, it's not. It's normal. It's a part of your normal anatomy. Your normal physiology, the prostate zone, if you will, is something that you need to protect. And it's interesting that when we talk about Super Beta Prostate, Ken, more women call 800-607-7078 for the free bottle of Super Beta Prostate so men can try and see how well it feeds the prostate. And the best way to find that out, I guess, is because the urine flow gets better or stays better, and that explained by you, the doctor, is not getting up at night, right? Isn't that
exactly? The women, they care about their guy, but they also care about their sleep, because
right.
They're going to be awoken every night as the man runs to the bathroom. And also, they want a good sexually functioning husband. And that's what the prostate's involved in, normal urine flow and normal sexual function. So guys over 40, make sure you get your prostate checked. And one of the ways to keep it healthy that helps it from getting enlarged is the Super Beta Prostate. It supports good prostate health with plant sterols. And this has been proven, published, studied to be safe and effective in the medical journal Lancet.
Healthy sleeping habits. Keep them by taking Super Beta Prostate. Get a free bottle. Try it out. Test it for yourself. 800-607-7078. You don't need a prescription. This thing has been selling for years. Do not ignore your prostate. If you're a new customer, call in. Get your bottle of Beta Prostate. You'll pay a small shipping and handling charge. That's it. 800-607-7078.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top!
This week, get Kellogg's cereal for $1.97 and Allegra Allergy 30 Count for only $17.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem.
Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Neil from Richmond writes, if you're traveling at the speed of light and you turn your headlights on, what happens?
Well, Neil, let me answer your question with a question. If you're traveling at the speed of Geico.com, which is quite close to the speed of light, and you pay your bill online, what happens? You could save time. Lots of time.
So there you have it, Neil. Keep those headlights on and that policy updated.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving because women move the world.
888-553-7536. Speaking of that, story this week about, I guess in tandem with that last commercial and also our talking about super beta prostate and getting a good night's sleep, mothers and dads, when they're resting, often it seems when the morning rolls around, mothers get up first. Why is that?
Doug, this is out of the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences new research that women tend to have shorter, earlier sleep cycles than men. And this makes women typically go to bed earlier and get up earlier in the morning. It could also cause women's higher rates of insomnia and seasonal depression on average. This is what's interesting. From this study, women's 24-hour sleep-wake cycle, you know, doctors call this the circadian rhythm. It's about 6 minutes shorter than men, but in the reality of sleeping and waking, this equates to waking up about 30 minutes earlier. Amazing.
It is amazing. All right, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, come to your own aid by calling Ken at 888-55-DRKEN, as Mark in Gardenia, California has done. Mark, welcome to the Good Day Weekend program. Go ahead with Dr. Ken.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm a 54-year-old male. I'm a smoker. I've smoked for probably 35 years. About 2 months ago, I started to develop this large lump on the arch of my left foot, right below my large toe. It's about the size of a dime. I didn't really pay too much attention to it until recently, maybe last week. I checked my foot gauge to see what was, you know, if it was still there. And about an inch away from that one, there's another bump growing. You know, like I said, about the size of a dime. I don't know what to do here. Any suggestions?
Sure. There's a lot of causes for lumps in the feet. And you said that this has been going on initially for about 2 years, the first one?
No, it was a couple of months ago, I noticed.
Okay, I didn't catch that. That's very important because, you know, being a smoker, I don't want to scare you, but this can be a malignancy. This definitely needs to be checked out. It can be an infection. There are some not-so-serious causes of
this. We'll talk about those in a second. Don't go away, Mark, because there are a lot of people who will gain from this conversation for sure. Dr. Ken with you at 888-553-7536.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Prices.
Doug, awaiting your calls, 1-888-55, Dr. Ken, toll free from anywhere in America. We do have some lines open. They're not going to last long. Too often at the end of the show, people are waiting, frustrated they can't get on. There's a line or two open right now, 1-888-55, Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N. That's 1-888-553-7536. Grab it while it's still there.
All right, so we're having a conversation with Mark in California about lumps on his foot. Let's get going back to that, Ken.
Sure. Lumps on feet are quite common. There's a lot of different causes for them. Mark was telling me that he's had one for about 2 months, and in the past few weeks he's seen another one. I was mentioning to him right before the break that I was concerned about this. He's a smoker. You have to put in the causes of all this, cancer, skin cancer. I wonder if, Mark, if you've had any trauma to this area. Definitely a fracture can do this, but it's a little unlikely, the sequence of events that this is occurring. Some of the other causes of that I've seen for lumps in the feet are sebaceous cysts, an ingrown hair follicle can do this, varicose veins. You can have what's called a ganglion, which is just an accumulation of nerve cells in the area. I doubt this is a scar or a callus. It doesn't sound like that. Sometimes we'll see most of us can get these lumps from calluses or scars. Also in this list is gout. I don't know if you've been checked for that. A bunion can do this. Rheumatoid arthritis. You get these things called rheumatoid nodules. I think you've pressed me against the wall. That's my total memory of anything that can cause a lump in the foot. Mark, your next step yesterday is to get to the podiatrist, and the podiatrist will take my list and will do some testing and try to figure out which of these possibilities through some testing that I can't do on the air with you it is.
All right, Mark.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much. Thank
yes,
you so
sir.
Much.
Take care and let us know what the podiatrist, the foot doctor, tells you.
888-553-7536, Jones in Melbourne, Florida, WMEL. Go ahead, ma'am.
Oh, yeah, I have had peripheral neuropathy. I was diagnosed about 5 years ago, not diabetic.
And I mean, it's very progressive lately, and I'm in a great deal of pain. I'm at a pain level of
numbness in your hands and feet.
No, I went to a what they call a chiropractic chiropractor. No, an orthopedic chiropractor. I'm sorry. And yesterday for the first time, and he says he can treat peripheral neuropathy, but I have my whole body, literally my whole body. I never have it in my head, thank God, but I have it in arms and legs, which he says, yes, that's peripheral neuropathy. But he suspects that I have an autoimmune disease along with this peripheral neuropathy.
So you've been to a traditional physician first, because
I've been to everybody. I have been to dozens, literally, including Mayo Clinic. And I was told initially, most of these doctors saw me initially, that it was peripheral neuropathy.
But the question, give me a second, Joan. I know it's a little stressful, but I want to help you, because there's a lot of different reasons for peripheral neuropathies. You mentioned
I know why I have mine.
Why do you have
yours? I had a colonoscopy, and the colonoscopy prep ruined my kidneys, and then I came down with a peripheral neuropathy shortly after that. I'm stable. I don't have great kidneys, but I'm stable. I'm not on dialysis.
Okay, so they felt that you were exposed to some, poison, and that did it.
Yes.
Okay, well, that might be the cause. Okay, but other causes are trauma, diabetes.
Yeah.
The B, you know, we were talking before about the vitamin B. That can be a deficiency. And I know you're not, but alcoholism, infection. No. You mentioned autoimmune. Yes, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis can do it. And kidney disease definitely is a cause, as you mentioned, liver disease.
But I'm stable with that, sir.
Okay.
I get tested quite often for creatinine and bun, and I'm very stable. It doesn't get any worse as far as the kidney is concerned.
What is creatinine and bun, and why would that be important here, Ken?
Those are blood tests that you just recently had for the kidney function, and yours are normal.
Thank you.
But that's how we easily measure first line, the kidney function, and then if we need to get a more accurate and more thorough evaluation of kidney function, we'll collect urine for 24 hours every single drip.
I need to know what kind of doctor. He told me there are many tests he can take and he can authorize because my insurance won't cover them. So I'm trying to work in conjunction with a medical doctor to get some of the tests and, you know, some of the diagnosis through a medical doctor so I get some reimbursement because it will be pretty expensive.
Okay. Joan, I need to help you get the steam out of your ears first, okay? And we'll get back to Joan, peripheral neuropathy.
In times of danger and disaster, in times of peace and times of war, in times of joy and times of pain, in every corner of the world, and right here at home, wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO, until everyone comes home.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
World.
Welcome to the weekend.
All right, 33 and change after the hour. 27 before the new hour. You got this half hour to be in touch with Dr. Ken if you have some medical questions. 888-553-7536. There's the allergy, Ken. All right, we're having a conversation with Joan, and Joan needs to just be quiet and listen. Now, Joan, if you don't mind me being blunt, let Ken give you what he thinks. He's going to feed back to you what he knows and thinks after having heard you well.
Hi, Joan. And for all of our listeners, peripheral neuropathy, the reason why I went through the long list of causes, because that's the key factor in trying to effectively treat peripheral neuropathy and also most of medicine. And Joan tells me that she believes that her peripheral neuropathy, after being evaluated by multiple doctors, which often is the case with this problem, is due to kidney problems that were caused by a separate issue. And now what do you do about treatment? And for peripheral neuropathy, it depends how severe the pain is. For mild symptoms, we use over-the-counter pain medications. As it gets more severe, we use these anti-seizure medications, Neurontin, Topamax, Tegretol, Dilantin, to name a few. In the past, we were using lidocaine patch if you have localized pain to one area. I like, Doug can follow up with this, our Salonpas patch would be a wonderful solution if you have localized pain. Sometimes antidepressants need to be used, and not because you're depressed, but they one of the kinds, the tricyclic antidepressants like amitriptyline, nortriptyline, Cymbalta, Pamelar, these are some of the brand names, tend to also help peripheral neuropathies. And sometimes, as a last resort, you have to go to these transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation units, and this is found by the pain medicine doctor. Often, if you have severe problems, it doesn't take just one doctor to get this taken care of. Often it's a combination of the neurologist and the pain management specialist. These are now very specialized doctors, often initially anesthesiologists, who then subspecialize in pain. There are some alternative therapies that have been shown to be effective for peripheral neuropathy: acupuncture, capsaicin, biofeedback. These are some of the other options that you might want to look into and talk to your doctor. But, Joan, you seem to have a severe case. I think your next step is to get a neurologist working with a pain management specialist. All of the neurologists have a good one. They work as a team, getting your team together. And there's no cheap way to deal with a severe problem in medicine.
But you're on
medic. I don't know if you can hear me, sir, but I've had pain management for 4 years, and I've had a neurologist for over 4 years.
Get another one. They aren't doing the trick. If the people aren't helping you, that you go somewhere
else. Then, Joan, the question is, if you're frustrated, is that you don't have the right diagnosis. If you've been treated aggressively.
The guy yesterday said he thought I had also, besides peripheral neuropathy, an autoimmune disease.
Correct.
Because, yeah, and I don't know who to go to for that.
A rheumatologist. And you're near the Mayo Clinic. Go back.
Okay.
You're near the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville. Get a referral there for a rheumatologist, and because that's what it sounds like to me, is that you don't have the right diagnosis. You're too frustrated. You've been to too many doctors. You've been on treatment for peripheral neuropathy too long without an effective cure or improvement. There's a lesson for everyone listening regarding Joan. You can hear her frustration. When you go through all this, you probably most likely have the wrong diagnosis.
Well, one final question, Joan. What do you get? What's going on in your life that's good? Your family, your friends. What do you do with your time?
I have a very good family, but I'm in such pain and I can hardly walk that I don't have much of a life besides
Joan,
dealing
you
with
sound
pain.
Like somebody in a lot of pain. You know, it's hard to put a smile on your face when you're in constant pain. Get to the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville. Ask for a rheumatologist, and they're the medical specialists who deal with autoimmune problems, and I bet they'll help you.
All right, that's it. 888-553-7536. I asked that question because regardless of her answer, people, when they get to a certain point in life, when they aren't the center of attention, and I'm not trying to be mean or nasty, but some folks are used to being the center of attention in their life, and then they are not the center of attention. And then in order to become the center of attention again, and I'm not saying this about John, I'm just saying it in general, that you become something that you weren't before in order to get the attention. I'm not suggesting that there's anything that she said that wasn't true, but sometimes even the need psychologically to be in that zone creates you get sick. And, you know, that's the way you get back into the attention zone.
Doctors call that secondary gain. And, Doug, as usual, that's a very good observation of human behavior.
888-553-7536. Larry in Detroit. Larry, you're not one of those 25% of the people that can't read and write in Detroit, are you?
No.
All right, good.
I don't think so.
You heard that story this week about the study that came out. Actually, it was 50%. Was it 50% or 20? I can't remember. It was some outrageous number of people who were effectively illiterate. There were adults. 250-some-odd thousand people in Detroit are functionally illiterate. And one wonders how a city in a country like ours can function with that many people who can't read, can't write, can't express themselves. The fact that you've called, I guess, means that you are not in that group. So what is it we can do for you?
What's happened with me, I'm 67 years old, and I'm starting to have some erection problems.
Larry, let me help you. And I'm glad you called. It takes a lot of courage to talk on national radio about one's own erectile dysfunction. But let me help you because this is such a common issue, especially in people your age. And surprisingly to some, but not to me, as a heart doctor, I see most of these guys because probably the number one related problem with erectile dysfunction is heart disease. And if I see a middle-aged guy who's complaining of heart of erectile dysfunction, I'm going to be evaluating their heart first to make sure that the circulation to the heart is okay. Most of erectile dysfunction is due to clogged blood vessels. We call this atherosclerosis. It can be due to high blood pressure, diabetes, even obesity, Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis. Have you had your testosterone level checked?
No.
Are you using any drugs, some of the prescription drugs, especially beta blockers, the older ones can do this? Or are you a smoker, I'm afraid to ask?
Never smoked.
Great. Alcohol, you use too much of that adult beverage?
Very seldom.
Great. Okay. Have you had any surgeries in the pelvic area or the back that can cause erectile dysfunction?
No.
And never had any prostate issues, enlarged prostate treatments for prostate cancer?
No.
Okay. Have you tried vitamin V, the Viagra, or Levitra or Cialis?
Not yet.
Okay. I would definitely get checked for heart disease. I would make sure your blood pressure and sugar are okay. Are you at ideal body weight?
I'm a little bit overweight, but I am diabetic and I'm on medication.
Okay, so that's the diabetes is probably the cause. And also you want to get your testosterone level checked. What I would do is I would talk to a good internist, get a referral to a heart doctor, make sure there's no heart problems, and get the diabetes under absolutely good control. Get the testosterone level checked. If all of that checks out, then talk to them about using some Viagra, Levitra, or Cialis. But get an evaluation, Larry. I have a feeling that a lot can be helped here.
Okay.
There you go, Larry. Keep reading and writing. Reading and writing and arithmetic. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Down to the tune of the Hickory Stick. 888. Now we're getting a little silly. 888-553-7536. The lady who is in pain, I think Joan could, I think it's more serious. Salon Pass could help her out because she's in pain, but she needs more. But if you're suffering from pain here, there, and everywhere, listen to what Ken says about Salon Pass. It is something that is, it's just almost a miracle. I mean, I don't mean to over become more dramatic, but this, the products that these people have come up with, that if you're, this is something for an adult, 18 or older, certainly, it relieves these aches and pains, the muscles, the joints, the sprained ankle, the backache, arthritis. We've heard from people this week who put these things on every part of their body and they're getting relief. And so this is a product that is really supportive, Ken.
This is the real thing. That's why I'm so excited to be advocating for this, and I wanted to advocate for it because, Doug, it's the first and only FDA-approved over-the-counter patch for mild to moderate back joint and muscle pains. And even in my own office, my office manager this week, who has suffered intermittently with back pain for decades and just was so uncomfortable, and I said, Sandy, try some Salon Paws, and she was so pleased with the results. It works fast. In almost 5 minutes, most people will suddenly sense some relief, and it goes right to the spot, so you don't have to put the pills through the stomach and intestines,
yeah.
Wear them out. You don't have to use the greasy materials. This is the real thing. It works. It's effective, and I'm recommending it to all my patients and family.
As it used to be said frequently, try it, you'll like it. Free sample at drkenshow.com. When you go in to sign up for the weekly newsletter, you'll see the Salon Pass logo right there. Click on that, get them sent to you. If you're in pain right now, get in the car and go to the local Walgreens and pick up Salon Pass there. It is something you'll find it to be miraculous, really. 16 before the hour. Back to your calls. Dr. Ken at 888-553-7536.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy Feet, coming through.
This week, get Kellogg's cereal for $1.97 and Allegra Allergy 30 counts for only $17.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Americans are trying to consume less added sugar. Now people who are watching their sugar can have their cake and eat it too. I'm Risa Jill Miller. New Pillsbury sugar-free baking products allow people who are concerned about their sugar intake to indulge their sweet tooth and enjoy the fresh baked desserts they love. The new Pillsbury sugar-free line of cake mixes, brownie mixes, and frostings includes longtime favorites like Moist Supreme Deviled Food Cake Mix and Moist Supreme Classic Yellow Cake Mix, Decadent and Rich Chocolate Fudge Brownie Mix and Milk Chocolate Brownie Mix, and Creamy Supreme Chocolate Fudge and Vanilla Frostings. These new products are now available in supermarket baking aisles across the country. Visit PillsburyBaking.com for information, tips, and recipes, including sugar-free mini whoopie pies, raspberry nut brownies, and banana caramel cake. That's PillsburyBaking.com. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
May is Fibromyalgia Awareness Month. During this time, the spotlight shines on fibromyalgia, a condition marked by chronic widespread pain, decreased physical function, and other symptoms. There's a good chance that you know someone with fibromyalgia, since up to 12 million Americans have the condition. Nearly 90% of them are women. Fibromyalgia expert Dr. Beth Hodges addresses the impact of this condition on a woman's life.
Every day can bring challenges to women who are trying to manage their fibromyalgia while balancing tremendous responsibilities like careers, households, and children. Fortunately, fibromyalgia is a manageable condition. Many patients adopt lifestyle changes to improve their symptoms, such as low-impact exercise, better sleep habits, and a balanced diet. FDA-approved medications are also available to relieve symptoms. Talk to your doctor if you suspect you have fibromyalgia so you can learn more about the condition and find the right treatment plan.
For more information, visit www.fibrotogether.com. This report is brought to you by Forest Laboratories, Inc.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
888-553-7536. Mario in Los Angeles listening to KFWB. Go ahead, Mario. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Yeah, Dr. Ken, my question is, 3 years ago I had a colonoscopy done.
Yes.
They removed a polyp, which I was told was a kind that can eventually turn into cancer. My question is, even though it was removed, can something still be left behind where I can have problems a little bit later? I had another colonoscopy done just a couple of months ago, and it showed that I was okay, but I've heard in the past that people that have been removed still develop cancer later.
Great question, Mario. I'm so glad you called. You're going to help yourself and a lot of other people. Most of us don't even know what these things are, but they're quite common. A colonic polyp, Mario, it's a growth of the lining of the large intestine. They can be in diameter from anywhere from 2 millimeter, quite small, to quite large, 5 centimeters in diameter. And the way you picture this, commonly the abnormal cells form a small ball about the size of a pea on the end of a stalk of normal cells. And when you have several of these, and sometimes these do occur, unfortunately, in clusters, or if you have one large one, the doctors, when they do these colonoscopies, which we all should have at age 50 or even earlier if we have a family history of colon cancer, they'll biopsy them, and this is what happened to you. I have a feeling at your age, you're currently 46, Mario?
Yeah.
And it's interesting that you had this diagnosed at your youthful age. I would imagine you either had some blood in your stool or you have a family history. But, yes, they can recur. The one that was removed, that one's no longer a problem. That's the good news. So that one won't come back. That's gone forever. But too often, if you have a bad one, they will come back. And I recommend somebody like yourself, every 5 to 6 years, you go and have that colonoscopy. Mario, the big question here is, how was this discovered at such a youthful age?
Actually, I was diagnosed with diverticulitis, and I was having some problems, so they went back in there just to make sure that everything was okay.
Boy, that was pretty lucky, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's, That's when we found it. Yeah, actually, my sister was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer just about a year after that.
Everybody in your family, it runs in your family, Mario, should have these at least at age 40, but they should be talking to a GI specialist, gastroenterologist, and sometimes they even look even earlier. And so, you know, maybe starting in the 20s and 30s, they should be talking to a GI doctor just to get some advice about when to be checked.
Okay, great, doctor.
Mario, keep in touch. And let me reassure you, with careful watching with a good GI doctor, this can be managed. The key is knowing about it. You know about it. So I'm more concerned about the person who doesn't know about it. I'm not so concerned about you with your good follow-up, okay?
Now, is there anything you can do to avoid getting them?
Gosh, I wish there was. Unfortunately, most of this is probably in the genes. You know, we talk about high fiber, but nothing specific has really been shown to help.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
It is well known that protein nutrition is a key to optimum blood sugar levels. But to benefit at all from protein, your body must first be able to break down protein into amino acids. Once amino acids are liberated from proteins, your body uses them to make brain chemicals that make you feel alert and peaceful at the same time. Your pancreas uses them to regulate blood sugar and insulin. People are waking up and doing an about-face when it comes to nutrition. They are learning that a high-carbohydrate diet may encourage obesity and diabetes. They are now emphasizing proteins more to compensate. One protein source that is more easily broken down into amino acids is non-denatured whey protein. For better blood sugar and better weight, give One World Whey a try. One World Whey is the most powerful whey protein food on the market. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Bleg.
Here we are with Dr. Ken Kronos at your service, on your side, 888-553-7536. One of the things Ken is good at is recommending things, ways, again, because he's a general practitioner, even though he's a heart specialist. And by the way, if you'd like to have him take a look at you, if you would like his consultation, call the office in Florida, 800-LAKE-CARDIO. 800-LAKE-CARDIO is the office number. Meanwhile, MetaFast Meals, MetaFast treatment, MetaFast to lose weight. We have helped hundreds and hundreds of people with this idea, including folks that are close to us, people on the staff here on the program, people in your family. Ken, this is something that many people, they hear the stories, and they're not ever really sure, because there's so much hype with advertising today, whether it is true or not.
Exactly. My wife and daughter, they wanted to lose that final 10 pounds, which is so hard for so many people. And some people in my practice have to and want to lose so much more. And I have always been on the lookout for that safe, effective, healthy diet. and I have found it with MetaFast. I love this whole program because it's a lifestyle. It's a healthy lifestyle. It's been developed by nutritionists and helped to advance by physicians. It's been studied in research centers. It's been shown to be safe, effective. You can live with it. You can go out to eat in restaurants. You don't have to be a crazy person who's isolated from the rest of society. This works. You should see the pantry at our home. It's stuffed, packed with this product. I took a picture of it and sent it to Doug, and it's working. My patients love this, yeah. And I'm so happy because my wife and daughter, that final 10 pounds is finally coming off.
All right, so you want to lose weight. How is your goal to lose weight in 2011 being accomplished? You don't have to look any further than MetaFast. Call 800-506-4115. Tell them that Dr. Ken is the one who sent you along. Get some savings in the cost of the MetaFast meals because of that. 800-506-4115. Brilliant way to lose weight. All right, you wanted to spend another minute talking about polyps and stuff.
Yes, we had to go to the break real quickly, and I was asked about how to prevent polyps, and I said basically that too much of it is dealt with by DNA, and that is true, but not all entirely. If you have this really severe familial polyposis, it's what we call familial adenomatous polyposis, FAP that doctors call it. Often a lot of that is genetic and there's not a whole lot that can be done, which certainly sounds like our friend from Los Angeles. But there are things that you can do with lifestyle to help prevent these polyps, these growths in the large intestines. Pay attention to the calcium. And if you need to take calcium, please remember to take it with vitamin D so it doesn't plaque up your coronaries. Include plenty of fruits, vegetables, and whole grains in your diet. Watch your fat intake, especially the saturated fat and the trans fat. No trans fats. Limit your alcohol consumption. Don't smoke. Staying physically active and maintaining a healthy body weight limits the development of these enlargements of the lining of the large intestine. Talk to your doctor about aspirin. That's been interesting. This does help. It's not yet the reason only to take aspirin, but when you try to decide to prevent other havoc, this may be factored in. And if you're at high risk, just consider genetic testing and stay in touch with a good, friendly gastroenterologist who's very experienced in dealing with polyps.
Harry in New Hartford, New York, how may Dr. Ken help you?
Yes, doctor. About 2.5 years ago, I was using a rice pack on my back, and I burned it right across. And since then, it blistered and whatever. And there's two areas that have drained since then. They sometimes will heal, but because of the concavity and the loss of soft tissue underneath, they're like reverse inverted thimbles or whatever. They will keep pulling away and then bubble, and then it will ooze again until like new skin growth underneath or whatever. And this. The only thing the doctor recommended was a wound center. You think that is necessary? And what exactly would they do for something like that, to level it out or something?
Well, a wound center would be very important because it sounds to me like you have, Harry, a chronic infection, and this is not going to clear up until you get this chronic infection cleared up, and these are specialists dealing with that. I think that's a good place to go. Afterwards, once the wound is completely taken care of and you're still having pain, then you have a different situation and call us back.
There you go. All right, so let's, before we run ourselves out, we've got about 30 seconds here. The business about strokes occurring in sleep, is that something this week you found out a lot about that?
Doug, this is out of the Neurology Journal, that 1 in 7 strokes happen during sleep. And the problem here is that you can't get early treatment, but just be aware of this.
Yeah. 59 after, good day weekend. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here.